kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Kung sa Pilipinas ay may alkansya, bariya at paluwagan para sa pag-iipon, sa Australia ay may money jar. Ang pag-iipon ay isang mahalagang life skill na dapat ituro sa mga anak. Sa pamamagitan ng gabay bilang magulang ay matutulungan ang mga anak na ma-develop ang mga good saving habits na makakabenepisyo sa kanila habang buhay. Sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental ay binahagi ng finance expert na si Jerry O'Brien ang ilang mga payo kung paano maaaring ituro ang pag-iipon sa anak.
Kasama natin muli ngayon sa ating programa, of course, finance expert at lagi nating nakakasama dito sa SBS Filipino, Jerry O'Brien. Thank you, Jerry, for your time.
Maraming salamat po sa invitation and I'm always happy to be here.
Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon po ay tungkol sa pag-save o pag-iipon. Pero it's a different story because we're not talking about us as an adult na ng pag-iipon, but kung paano tutulungan ng mga magulang ang kanilang mga anak na mag-ipon. I know na may anak ka, so ina-apply mo ba yung pag-iipon?
Yeah. Well, it's something na na pinag-uusapan din. Although, di ako very strict talaga in that sense. Kasi I do believe na dapat ready na somehow yung mindset ng bata to absorb the information na ibibigay mo. So, I'm throwing out ideas, I'm throwing out yung mga terminologies and somehow nakita ko na na-absorb na, and by the time na nakita ko na ready na talaga to absorb the whole picture, then that's where I'm gonna sit down and go through it and basically run through like my client.
Is there a certain age?
Yeah, that's very good kasi napansin ko kasi back then when my son was around, I think 8 or 9 years old, we did try to introduce yung mga money jars noon, which is something na gusto kong share rin later on. But it worked for a certain time. And then after noon, dito papasok yung consistency with the parent and with the child as well. So you need to be working closely together para ma-push through yan. But I would say in terms of age, it's always good to introduce it as early as tingin mong kaya na niyang i-absorb yung concept. But you just maybe give it in bite-size information. Hindi yung isang buhos dahil, you know, it could just go past their ears at mababaliwala lang.
Ano yung mga key principles na dapat i-focus sa mga magulang sa pagtuturo ng kanilang anak?
Number one is consistency, which is something na obviously we could potentially struggle with dahil bukod sa, you know, mga personal natin, agendas and work and all, we also need to go back home and do yung mga kailangan gawin sa bahay. Tapos, pag nasa labas kayo, you're enjoying, you don't wanna bring up that information na very, I would say, heavy and maraming kailangan i-grasp doon. So, I would say find the timing, but be consistent with it. If you wanna drip feed information, be consistent with the drip feed of information na. Okay, you know, every day at least we'll talk about the concepts of money, which relates to kakatapos lang ng work. Yeah, how was your day? Well, ganito, ganyan. This is what we did. And may mga reward naman yan at the end, which is yung tinatawag natin na sweldo. So I would say talk about money, not every day, but you know, fairly consistent. And in a way na pwedeng lighter tone, pwedeng heavier tone na talagang about budgeting, you know, about spending, or mga bite-sized information na, you know what, pag ginawa mo to, nag-invest ka dito, it could grow in this much, ganito ang potential na makukuha mo in return.
So, you mentioned about the money jars. Are these effective methods that parent can use to introduce? Or may iba pa ding mga methods na pwede nilang gamitin?
Yeah, napakadaming ways talaga. It's just that this is what I grew up with. Back then, ang ginawa ng mama ko was envelopes naman. So, money envelopes. So siguro my version is just jars. Kasi may nakita ko sa Kmart na jars. Ginamit ko siya as jar. And then I labeled them pretty much the same as the money envelope. Yung spending, saving, and investing. So those are the three money jars. So obviously sa tuwing may makukuha siyang birthday money or, you know, some form of reward money, pwede niyang i-allocate yan to savings, spending, and then investing. So you just need to explain the concept na sa saving, nandiyan na yan, potentially mag-grow yan ng small amount over time, or pwede ka mag-allocate dito sa investing, which can grow in compound interest or exponentially as opposed to saving, pero mas safer tong saving, or mag-allocate ka talaga ng pera sa spending and you can do whatever you want with it, pero wala kang na-allocate sa investing and mm-hmm. savings, Sharma. So you're just introducing the concept of managing money at an early age, kasi eventually, you know, pag nag-work na, dun mo makikita na, okay, kumikita na ako, I want to buy the latest gadgets or the latest ano, but are you actually, you know, do you actually need it? You know, yung concept ng needs and wants.
You were saying about needs and wants. This is leading to my next question naman. Paano yun ma-explain ng mga parents yung difference ng needs and wants?
Obviously, depende sa age and maybe sa pag-accept ng information ng kid mo. Maybe you can explain it as simple as yung toy na to versus yung, let's say, yung damit. Can you live without this toy, or can you live without yung clothing mo? So yun yung as easy concept ng pag-explain ng needs versus wants. And then mga teenagers naman, you will look at maybe yung mga latest phones versus the old phone mo na gumagana pa rin naman and it's still functioning the way you want it to work. Bakit mo kailangan mag-keep up with the trend with your friends na, you know, latest bagong gadget man na lumabas, you know. So again, the concept of needs and wants.
It might be difficult or challenging, no, for some parents kasi especially pag bata ka pa, like
yes,
you want the toys.
Exactly. And this is where I'm guilty as well, is yung parang you always wanted to give the best for a kid and something mm-hmm. na maybe, ay, you know what, di ko na experience to na bata ko. I would like my kid to grow up differently na meron siya ng mga bagay na wala ako noon. So, maybe find a balance then. And dito ako siguro pinapalo naman ng aking misis on how to balance it out. Kasi medyo, ano ako, parang gusto ko yung toy para sa akin. Binibili ko para sa ano. Kasi I did not have that nung ano, growing up. So, maybe something yung mga Pinoy parents that could reminisce with me sa mga ganong konsepto. And
I can truly relate. Kasi kung ikaw sa toys, meron din tayo, di ba, as a Filipino na parang unfulfilled yung mga dream natin. Gusto natin yung anak natin yung unfulfilled. Is it important for children naman to have their own savings account? Ini-encourage mo ito at a young age or may certain age din ba na dapat ganitong edad na sila magka-savings account?
Looking back, no, back nung 8 and 9, si ano, yung son ko, we tried the managers as what I said. We encourage yung savings. And then, napansin ko, after a while, siguro sa consistency ko rin na hindi ko na monitor, parang nag-die down yung concept na yan. But then now, like recently, siguro, ano na siya ngayon, nasa 13, 14. This is now an upgraded money jar in actual bank account. At doon yung nalalaro na may portion siya sa saving, may portion siya sa spending, which is a good concept dahil kung anong nasa spending niya, guilt-free, you know, whatever you want to buy, bilin mo. Basta hanggang doon lang sa limit na yan. Kung nakita mong $5 na lang yan and you want to buy something for $8, maghihintay ka until you allocate funds to it once na matabi mo na yung ano, yung savings from your sweldo.
So kailangan talaga mayroong conversation about, you know, how to save, how to spend and all that. So talagang exactly. Constant communication with your children.
Yeah.
It's very important din na mag-set ng example yung mga parents. So what are some practical tips naman for parents to help them naman na maging good example sa mga anak nila?
Para sa akin, you just need to hammer down the value, yung value of money. You know, may mga tao na nagwo-work sa ganitong industry, exerting all their effort talaga, yung katawan nila is pagod at the end of the day to earn this much. So yun yung value nun. May mga tao naman na potentially na nasa office but they're very tired mentally rin. So you can't say na one is harder than the other kasi may equal concept rin yan na yung effort is rewarded by yung ano mo, by the sweldo, no? So pag nakuha mo na yung sweldo, dun mo mapapakita na okay, this is yung dito na yung kinita. I need to allocate money for the mortgage or the rent natin. I need to allocate money for the bills natin, and then, you know, I need to allocate for our savings. Then what's left is this is what we can spend, you know. So doon pa lang parang na encourage mo na yung idea na hindi porket dumating na lump sum you're ready to go, ready to spend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you need to allocate, always think back dun sa managers mo. Eh. You know, it's a way of budgeting. Parang tinuturo mo rin yung concept of budgeting. And that's a conversation na you can have dun sa mga teenagers mo na nag-start na siguro sa ano, sa pag-work. Tulad sa akin, nag-work na si yung son ko to sa McDonald's. So, you know, pag may nakuha na siyang sweldo, maaaring i-allocate niya a portion to the savings and a portion to the spending. So, similar concept. So, yun naman, as a parent, you will look at, okay, ito yung natitira natin, ito yung budget natin for groceries, let's go out, let's go to Woolies or Kohl's, hanapin natin kung saan tayo makakatipid. My partner is very, very good with that. Yung sale hunting, same product, but you can buy this one cheaper dahil sale siya. Like cereals, for example. May mga cereals na nag-half price minsan, and that's where we buy 2 or 3. Tapos i-stock na lang namin yan. Kasi yun yung time na makakasave kami. For the exact same product na gagamitin rin naman namin over time, you know, you just need to be smart with how you spend.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.